we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled No Justification for Divorce, Part 1. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Matthew 5:32. Matthew 5:32 reads, "But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery." I have just read from the King James Version. There has been an ongoing debate on the topic of divorce among God's people. Even in Jesus' day, there were two views by two notable rabbis, Hillel and Shammai, who both agreed that divorce was lawful, but differed on the acceptable justification for it. It was this argument that was used to tempt Jesus by the Pharisees, who asked, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" See Matthew 19:3. Jesus responded, "What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Matthew 19, verse 6 to 7, KJV. Not satisfied, they again asked, "Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away?" Matthew 19, 7 to 8, KJV. To this Jesus answered, "Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so." Matthew 19, 8 to 9, KJV. Jesus, however, continued and said, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery." Matthew 19:9, KJV. This last response of Jesus Christ, "except it be for fornication," has been the reason advanced by many as the justification for divorce. Others, however, consider abuse in marriage and abandonment as other reasons. Are these reasons justifiable biblically? Go into today determined to pattern your marriage according to God's word and original intent. Prayer. Commit your marriage to God and ask Him to help you build your home according to His will. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 39 to 41. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 39 to 41.
Psalm 39. For the director of music. For Jeduthun. A Psalm of David.
I said, "I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked." So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue, "Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth. For you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline people for their sins, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me that I may enjoy life again, before I depart and am no more.
Psalm 40, for the director of music, of David, a psalm.
I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me,
aha! Aha!
Be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay.
Psalm 41, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever they come to see me, they speak falsely, while their hearts gather slander. Then they go out and spread it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying,
a vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies.
Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.
Psalm 41, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever they come to see me, they speak falsely, while their hearts gather slander. Then they go out and spread it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying,
a vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies.
Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.